Hey friends, it's the spring break free, and I think we're on like day 14, which is so exciting. If you've missed any of these episodes, we're doing bonus episodes, a bonus series of a course I created a couple years ago called the Spring Break Free. The content does follow a little bit of what I talk about in my book, Compared to Who, but I think even if you've read the book, you'll get a whole lot out of it because I just walk you through step by step what you need to do, what you need to understand to break free from your body image issues in a real and lasting and heart level way, because that's where these issues live. So I hope you've enjoyed the series so far. We've got a couple weeks to go. So stick with us for these bonus episodes and go to comparedtowho.me and you can get reflection questions there that go with each episode. Plus, this week is our big party on Zoom. I want to see you there. Make sure you're on my mailing list or drop me an email at heather@comparedtowho.me to get your invite for the Zoom party this week, Thursday night, April 29th, 7:30 p.m. Central. There will be prizes. There will be fun. There will be excitement. Bring your questions. Come hang out with other women, and it'll be a great time. I cannot wait to see you there. Enjoy today's episode.
Hey, this is Heather Creekmore from Compared to Who, and this is day 14 of the Spring Break Free. If you're following along, yesterday we talked about body image idolatry and how it's actually great news that sin may be at the root of our body image issues. Now, like I said, if you haven't been following along, that's going to sound like a foreign language to you. So please, please check out those videos that come before this one so you can know exactly what we're talking about. But my hope is that after watching yesterday's video, you were able to take a little bit of time to just explore your heart. And if you haven't done that, that's what we're going to talk about how to do today. What do you do if body image idolatry is actually at the core of your issue? Like I mentioned yesterday, it's about confession, but how do you root it out? Well, I have a couple questions that I'd like you to ask yourself today, maybe this evening if you've got kids, maybe during a nap time or something, but just a couple questions for you to just think through and pray through to see whether or not body image idolatry is an issue for you. The first one is, what do I really believe about beauty? And I'm going to say that again. What do I really believe about beauty? And I'm using beauty as a loose term. Maybe for you, it's weight loss. Maybe for you, maybe I have a friend and she was just obsessed with the thought of getting breast implants. She just knew that if she could get an augmentation done, she would feel better about herself. She just thought that that would be life changing. And so maybe it's something like that for you. Maybe your nose is your hang up and if you could just get rhinoplasty, that would be the thing. What do you believe about beauty or weight loss or changing that body part? Do you believe that if you do that, that will make your life any different? And if your answer is yes to that question, then I would just encourage you to surrender that to the Father and just pray to Him, "Hey God, I'm sorry for the ways that I've looked to this thing to satisfy me or to set me free." Another question you might want to ask yourself is what do I treasure? And one way to figure that out is look at where your time and your money go. Your time and your money always reveal what your heart treasures. And Matthew tells us where our treasure is, there our heart will be also. Okay, so if most of your time and money go to finding ways to improve your body, then that may be a sign that you've invested too much into beauty or your body image. And that may be a sign that body image idolatry or beauty idolatry or weight loss idolatry has become an issue for you. If you've uncovered any of these issues, if when you answer these questions or even when you're hearing me speak, you're thinking, yeah, that's me. Hey, don't worry. Pray about it. We've got a good Father, and He does forgive us, and He does give us a second chance, and a third chance, and an 84th chance, but we need to confess it. We have to call it out and confess it as sin and ask Him for forgiveness, and then we can carry on. So today, I'm not going to go any further. I'd like you just to sit with those two questions. What do I treasure, and what do I really think beauty or the nose job or the boob job or the weight loss, what do I really think that those will get me? What do I really believe about them? Sit with those two questions, pray, maybe talk to your spouse about it if you're married, or talk to a trusted friend about it. And I'll see you again tomorrow for the rest of the Spring Break Free. If you missed any so far, go to comparedtowho.me and check out what you've missed. Hope to see you tomorrow.
Hey, Heather here. If you are loving what you hear on this podcast, but feel like you could use just a little bit more help in getting free from body image and comparison issues, I have an idea for you. Let's work together. There are several different ways you can do this. You can join our Refocus online group. It's happening on my website a few times a year. Or you can sign up for group or individual coaching. I love helping women find freedom. Our time together won't be about your food or your exercise habits necessarily. Instead, we'll dig into what's really going on in your heart. Almost all the issues we struggle with in life have a spiritual root, and that's what I want to help you uncover. Go to comparedtowho.me and look for the coaching tab to find out more. Hey friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah, it's been a minute. Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.